I'd like to welcome everyone back to the Counseling and Psychological Services podcast series. Today, we're going to be learning more about the Student Support and Advocacy Center's Patriot Pantry and what that is, how students might access it. And we have Matt Carlos with us to explain more about this.
I'm Matt Carlos. I am the Assistant Director for Student Support and Community Outreach here at George Mason University and the Student Support and Advocacy Center.
And Matt, so let's go ahead and get started. If you could tell us more about what the Patriot Pantry is and how it might be helpful for GMU students.
Yeah, so the Patriot Pantry is a resource here on campus where students who are experiencing food insecurity can come and they can get basic food and hygiene items from the pantry, all non-perishable items.
Thank you for that. And Matt, how might a student get access to the pantry? Do they have to sign up?
Yes and no. So we do walk-in appointments, but we would prefer that a student schedule an appointment with us because we try and keep it as private as possible for the student that's using the pantry. So if they send us an email to pantry@gmu.edu, we'll respond back and then we'll send them our online scheduling link. So from there, it'll have all the hours that were open that week, and they can really make their own appointment from there.
Matt, I'm hoping you can speak to the private nature of the pantry.
We keep it as private as possible. The staff in the pantry are undergraduate students, so if they learn of, you know, a safety concern or something, they would need to share that with their supervisors. But we try and keep all the information private. So say, you know, the student will fill out an intake form. We keep all that information private. No one needs to know that. It's just so we better understand what students are experiencing or who are experiencing food insecurity have going on here at Mason.
Why would you say that the Patriot Pantry is a unique part of the work that SSAC is doing?
So the Patriot Pantry, from its inception, has kind of bounced around some different offices and who was going to be responsible for the pantry. And then finally, it made sense that it landed in our office because part of the, you know, with the nature of the work that we do supporting students, we have a lot of students that are experiencing food insecurity in our office in combination with a lot of different other concerns. So it really made sense because we were having the most contact with, you know, students with these types of concerns that it stayed in our office. And it is a really good, you know, support service for students.
Matt, this sounds like really cool and impactful work that you are doing as part of SSAC. What keeps you doing the work here?
So I've been working with the pantry since I got started here at Mason as a graduate student. And I've seen it evolve and develop over time. And, you know, it's a really, food insecurity is this growing conversation that's happening across college campuses, across the country, really. So it's a really, for me, impactful being a part of a resource that's really, you know, helping, you know, to address food insecurity. The students that use the pantry are really grateful for the resource as well. And it's really a direct service that we can provide. And you see the impact right away for students. They walk into the pantry and they're kind of blown away by how many, you know, different items that we have in the pantry. And so it's really fun being a part of that team that works in the pantry that's saying, all right, what are creative ideas that we can do to address food insecurity?
Mm-hmm. Diversity is an important component of Mason, of CAPS, and of course of SSAC. And I was hoping you could speak to how the pantry is thoughtful of these different ideas and identity factors.
Right. So one cool thing about the pantry, and this is something that we've continued to evolve over the time that the pantry has been around, but we want to try and make sure that we're very intentional about what food or items that we have on the shelves. So we have this cool little pillar that's one of these like columns where you can write with a, you know, magic marker or whatever on there, and we can say requested items. So students are able to say, hey, here are items that maybe you didn't have on the pantry shelves that we want to have on the pantry shelves. And it helps us to be really intentional about the items that we're stocking, the items that we don't have. When we're asking folks to, you know, do food drives, we can also provide that direct information to folks and say, hey, students are asking for, you know, this type of product. Students are asking for, you know, kosher items, or they may be asking for, you know, whatever it is. We don't have to guess with it. We want to be really intentional, and we want to get that information from students. Another way is we're trying to do more partnerships with different orgs on campus. So we're saying, hey, if this is a culturally related org, like help us understand what foods or items could be really important that we keep on the shelves for the pantry.
And lastly, Matt, is there anything that would be really important in terms of information nuggets that you would like students to know either about SSAC or about the Patriot Pantry?
Yeah, I would definitely say it's a great question. Really, like, you're not the only one, especially with food insecurity. There's a really significant stigma that goes around food insecurity with college students. So really, anyone that's listening right now, just understanding and knowing, if you're experiencing food insecurity, you are not the only one. We are here to support you, and we want to understand how we can better support you. So, come in, talk with us, tell us, hey, this was really helpful. Let's also tell us this wasn't helpful. So, yeah, that would be a nugget of information I would pass along. I'm Matt Carlos. I am the Assistant Director for Student Support and Community Outreach here at George Mason University and the Student Support and Advocacy Center.